LT's theory of pets. My friend LT hardly ever talks about how his wife disappeared or how she's probably dead, just another victim of the Axeman. But he likes to tell the story of how she walked out on him. He does it with just the right roll of the eyes, as if to say, "She fooled me, boys, right good and proper." He'll sometimes tell the story to a bunch of men sitting on one of the loading docks behind the plant and eating their lunches, him eating his lunch too, the one he fixed himself. No Lulu Bell back at home to do it for him these days. They usually laugh when he tells the story, which always ends with LT's theory of pets. Hell, I usually laugh. It's a funny story, even if you do know how it turned out. Not that any of us do, not completely. I punched out at 4, just like usual, LT will say, then went down to Deb's Den for a couple of beers, just like most days, had a game of pinball, then went home. That was when things stopped being just like usual. When a person gets up in the morning, he doesn't have the slightest idea how much may have changed in his life by the time he lays his head down again that night. "Ye know not the hour or the day," the Bible says. I believe that particular verse is about dying, but it fits everything else, boys. Everything else in the world. You just never know when you're gonna bust a fiddle string. When I turn into the driveway, I see the garage doors open and the little Subaru she brought to the marriage is gone, but that doesn't strike me as immediately peculiar. She was always driving off someplace to a yard sale or someplace and leaving the goddamn garage door open. I'd tell her, "Lulu, if you keep doing that long enough, somebody will eventually take advantage of it, come in and take a rake or a bag of peat moss or maybe even the power mower. Hell, even a Seventh-day Adventist fresh out of college and doing his merit badge rounds will steal if you put enough temptation in his way. And that's the worst kind of person to tempt because they feel it more than the rest of us." Anyway, she'd say, "I'll do better, LT. Try anyway. I really will, honey." And she did do better, just backslid from time to time like any ordinary sinner. I park off to the side so she'll be able to get her car in when she comes back from wherever, but I close the garage door. Then I go in by way of the kitchen. I check the mailbox, but it's empty. The mail inside on the counter, so she must have left after 11 because he don't come till at least then. The mailman, I mean.